America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's the Hoffman Show. We're on the Team 980, always live as well on the free Odyssey app. Our pick six slightly delayed because of a great visit with Catherine Terrell, but without further ado, let's do it. It is time for our pick six.
Commander Storylines.
It is caught!
Delivered at 6 o'clock sharp. It's the pick six at six.
We set out to find a leader, someone who could take this franchise to the next level, build an elite team that consistently competes for championships.
All right, let's get into it. Adam Peters and Dan Quinn both spoke today. So as we fire it up here, let's hear from the GM first.
Number one.
And let's actually cut to the core of how this team is being built. We know that the struggle is, if we make a trade, you got to give up some draft capital. So how is Adam Peters finding that balance as he makes his first mega trade in terms of trading away draft capital after his first rookie class looks to be off to a tremendous start?
You're always trying to strike that balance. And I think, I'll give you a long answer, but really we were able to pick up some draft picks earlier this year, and we had a surplus. We had 9 picks, and so that made us feel a little more comfortable doing this. And then also you're looking at the landscape of this next year's draft, this next year's free agency class, and knowing that with some of our corners that are going to be coming up as free agents, that we're going to need to either re-sign one of those guys or dip into free agency or the draft. So you weigh all that, and then you see, okay, is this player better or easier to get than maybe a free agent or a draft pick? And so knowing all that, and then knowing that we had a couple extra picks, and we still feel really good. We still have 7 picks, and I think if you look at the charts, our picks are actually, what we have now is more in terms of points than what we had, back in August. So we still feel really good about that. We have what's currently a really high third round pick. We'll see how that ends, the season ends, but and that was one pick that we certainly didn't want to give up for this, and so long answer, but that's kind of how we looked at it.
There you go. So they made the calculation. Ultimately, they thought the best way for them to get a corner that was premier level was to make this trade. And so it does sound like there's some long-term plan for Marshawn Lattimore potentially as well. Peters talked about another answer. We got to figure out the contract. We'll cross that bridge when it comes. And they're going to want to see how he plays first. But they can move on if they want to. He's got no guaranteed money left. They can also keep him at the number that he's got the next couple of years. They could restructure and give him some guaranteed money, which he's definitely going to want, and potentially help themselves out with the cap number as well. As for the message this kind of sends to the rest of the NFL, that was a question for Dan Quinn today, and not just the NFL, but the fans in acquiring Marshawn Lattimore.
I'll start with the fan base, because it's what I would tell the team first is, our rule on the team is protect the team. And our theme of our program is competition. And we're going to absolutely, relentlessly compete at everything. And that's a chance to make our team better, make you better, make the group better, like Adam and his group or myself and the coaches. Like, we're going to dig in hard to do that. And so what does Marshawn mean? He's a competitor. And so we're adding a real dog-ass competitor into a group of guys that like to fight and like to battle. And so to me, that's an extension of competing, to say we're not going to miss a moment, you know, to add a competitor onto our team. And so that has nothing to do with the league. I'd rather, it's just about us, really. That's how I think of it.
And that fits right into the next main thing.
Number two.
Which is not how it went down or the message that it sends, but that it went down at all. This is a team that's supposed to be in year one of a rebuild. Could Adam Peters have imagined this early taking a swing this big to say, like, hey, we're trading a third rounder already, 9 games in at the trade deadline. Here is Adam Peters on that.
If we'd asked you September 1st, would you be likely to be adding a player or adding more picks at the deadline? What would you have thought?
I would have said we need to beat the Buccaneers. I think it goes back to if whether you're, you know, 9-0 or 0-9, you're always trying to do what's best for the team. And so if that adds up to adding a player that you can add that's really good, like Marshawn, then you always consider it. And then if it's also trading a player away, then you consider that too. So you take them as they come. And I don't necessarily look at it as being a buyer or a seller. I think just trying to do my best I can to help this team, you know, be as good as it can.
I think that's a fairly new school approach in the NFL, that you have teams that are traditionally sellers that might still be sellers, but that can also be buyers, because often those teams have a ton of cap space. And so it's like, hey, we can give up a draft pick and get someone that we probably otherwise wouldn't get in free agency, get in their ear, give them a big fat contract and be like, hey, you want to stay? And that's what the Bears did with Montez Sweat. I know the Patriots were poking around at doing that this year, and it's kind of what Washington did, except for they fit the profile for the bad teams, minus the record part. They're 7-2, but this is it becomes both in that case, right? This makes us better now. It also could help us solidify something that we need solidifying later, and so thus, it is a very smart move.
Number three.
As for the here and now of it all, Dan Quinn's got to figure out how to fit Marshawn Lattimore into what they're doing. So what are the traits about the Saints four-time Pro Bowler, former Saints all-time Pro Bowler, that have Dan Quinn quite excited here in Washington?
Yeah, I think two I'm going to say, David, if that's okay. One, I love the competitor to challenge. And that's what, you know, this league is made of finishing moments and games and plays and third downs. And so when you feel that player rise, even get a little taller and stronger in those moments, it's not hard to miss. You've seen it. And so that trait I know he has. I can't put a speed on it and I can't put a metric on it, but I know what it looks like. And then I would say from the physical side of things, the ability to stay attached and make contested catches hard and fight through them. And that is what playing really good DB is about. Obviously, sometimes you play in zone and using vision, but when you got to attach and you got to play tight man-to-man to guard somebody to go win a down, you need to be able to stand strong and have confidence to do that. And Sean does.
I feel like there is a metric that we could put on the competitiveness. That's the number of times that Marshawn Lattimore has fought Mike Evans. That number's a lot. That he is competitive, he's nasty, he's everything that this team wants. But I think they're also going to rely on him. One of the things that's come up a lot in the last couple of days, especially with talking to former players, I think that's been interesting. Will Blackman mentioned it, Patrick Peterson mentioned it, both earlier on in the show today. The mentorship side of this is a guy that has been there, done that, played in playoff games. He's 28, so it's not like he's ancient, but he's been around the league for a hot second. So with guys like Mike Sanders still, Benjamin St. Juice, and even Noah Igbinoghene still on the rookie deals or kind of within that first four-year time frame, is there a responsibility or a wish for Lattimore to mentor some of those guys?
I think it'll probably go both ways because there's some scheme and some communication for Marshawn to learn, and there's also some wisdom for him to pass on to go. And so that will happen organically as it goes, but the first order of business is obviously getting him on the same page with all of his teammates as quickly as we can. But those things happen over time. The more time you spend together, those are you know, meeting room times, road trips, and you just, you know, start discussing it more. And so over time, that we'll expect that to happen.
And something that Charles Davis said yesterday, too, that can happen even more in a situation like this because Marshawn Lattimore ain't got anything else to do. He's moving midseason. He's going to some apartment. He, you know, he might bring his PlayStation or whatever, but he's mostly going to be in his playbook and hanging out with other guys on the team because he doesn't know anybody here unless he's got a bunch of friends in D.C. that just from elsewhere in life. But the chances are, for a guy that's spent his entire career in one spot, a lot of new stuff. So the guys he's going to hang out with are his new teammates, which can be beneficial. Will he be hanging out with them on the field?
Number four.
Adam Peters asked about Lattimore's hamstring injury that is still a worry as he gets where he or he continues to fight back to get on the field, hopefully as soon as this weekend.
Yeah, he does. He has a hamstring injury right now, and he just got in today, so we're just evaluating that. And in terms of due diligence, when you're doing a trade like this and there is a player that could be injured, you know, our trainer will talk to their trainer. They'll allow us to get the medical records and all that so we understand the full picture, the full scope of the injury, or just their injury history, really. And so we got all that information and really just taking it day-to-day. And you know, he won't practice today, so you won't see him out there today. But, you know, we'll just take it day-by-day and put him out there when he's ready.
Take it day by day. Okay, got it. Very Adam Peters, very Dan Quinn. But they did their due diligence, and he passed the physical. So clearly they don't think there's anything too wrong in the long term.
Number five.
Speaking of doing due diligence, there are four players on this roster who have played with Marshawn Lattimore before. They are all members of the 2014 Ohio State recruiting class, which is it meant that Adam Peters had some calls to make before making this deal.
All those guys that we have in our locker room, that Ohio State guys, they're legit dudes, you know, and you trust their opinion, and I think it would be probably not, I'm going to say foolish, but I think you'd be missing something if you didn't ask them, and they had something to tell you that you should have known before you made the deal. So I'll keep those conversations private, but yeah, we definitely tapped into that, and everything was good. I can tell you that.
You don't say. You made the trade. So whatever the details were, clearly it worked out in the Commanders' favor.
Number six.
And oh, by the way, we spent so much of the show on this trade. They have a huge game this weekend. That's where we're going to spend a lot of the show the next couple of days, including a visit with our pal, Andrew Filippone. Those words just started to mush together. Couldn't stop it. Runaway freight train. Out of control. But Pony, the Pony Express. See, we brought it all together, everybody. Pony's going to join us tomorrow on the show from 93.7 The Fan. But what does Dan Quinn see? Specifically when he looks at Russell Wilson, because this has been a brand new offense. A lot of people had a lot of consternation in the media, myself included, to be totally honest, about moving away from Justin Fields. Like, they were playing really well. The run game was going, even if Fields wasn't killing it. They're putting up 30 pieces with Russ at quarterback. He's cooking. So what does Dan Quinn see when he sees Wilson in black and gold?
And the thing that when I think about Russ, the first thing that pops to my mind is this is a remarkable deep ball thrower. And it's what he has absolutely earned and been known for, Donna, inside and outside the pocket, where he's got the ability to be able to throw on the run, you know, 50, 60 yards down the field to a spot that only, you know, his receiver can get to it, or off a big play pass. So that, to me, is what, you know, sets him apart, is he's got a, you know, strong arm, big hands. He can absolutely rip it, but it's the downfield big shot plays. When those explosive plays happen, those are game changers, and that's what I think Russ's superpower is. Like, deep ball accuracy, is not everybody has that.
Obviously, Dan knows Russ very well from their time together in Seattle. He had to practice against him every day, and that deep ball element of extending plays and just, hey, you know, he would have been, he'd be great here in a sense. Hey, screw it, Terry's down there somewhere. That's how Russ is with George Pickens. It's how he was with Tyler Lockett. It's how he was with somebody in Denver, I'm sure. But he generally just plays never dead. Receiver that's down there, he's open. And you got to stay sticky throughout the entire down. And what I appreciate about Dan at the podium is he doesn't care if the other team knows some of what the talking points are in the building, because either you do them or you don't. And he'd rather everybody know everybody from every piece of messaging be the same. Fellas, this week, deep balls, got to make sure we're on top of it. We'll talk about that much more over the next couple of days. That's our pick six for now. Biggest storylines of the day, biggest sound bites of the day, every day at 6 o'clock. Up next, we're actually wrapping up the show because we got Georgetown Hoops coming for you at 7 o'clock. Pregame at 6:45. Real things, real people said into real microphones. Next.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy day beds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.